Welcome back to BAM Tech Podcast, sponsored by Dr. Ada Price of Emory Medical Center. I am Bella Anzalone.
And I'm Taylor Caswell. Our topic for today is the risks that come along with not getting vaccinated and why you should. Many individuals believe that vaccines are more harmful than helpful to the human body. Scientists have proven factually that vaccines are not destructive in any circumstance and don't cause detrimental side effects like autism, influenza, and more. People's beliefs are invalid to proven facts, and doctors would consider anti-vaxxers illiterate to the health industry. As for example, there's only one doctor's office in Tallahassee, Florida, called Magnolia Pediatrics, that allows non-vaccinated people to appear in their office for checkups, while everyone else will refuse to take them.
People who choose not to get vaccinated have many reasons or excuses not to. The most famous misconception is that it causes autism to younger kids. After this started becoming a popular idea in the United States, it was quickly proven that there is no link between the two after testing. Even an anti-vaxxer organization called Safe Minds accidentally funded an experiment that proved that there was no link between immunizations and autism. Other reasons are concepts like individualism, religious beliefs, and misapprehensions on risk factors.
Furthermore, not getting immunized can cause huge setbacks, especially to small children who are still developing, who are more susceptible to any major illnesses like polio, chickenpox, measles, and much more. Edward Jenner, the creator of the first immunizations, introduced a vaccine for smallpox, which still saves 5 million lives annually. Another occurring disease called measles, which is one of the most contagious diseases, has been demolished by vaccines, saving about 21.1 million lives from 2000 to 2017.
Not being vaccinated puts other people who are unable to be vaccinated and even ones who are vaccinated at a higher risk of catching diseases. For example, a 5-month-old baby was just diagnosed with the measles. This is the first confirmed case of the measles in Alabama. The baby, Emma Payne, was too young to get the measles vaccine and is now suffering because of someone else's carelessness. But this isn't the only place where this is happening. The number of confirmed cases across the country is over 700, the worst outbreak since 1994. This is ridiculous. We should not be regressing, especially since we are constantly learning more and more every day. Being at risk for deadly diseases is a thoughtless action for something that is easily preventable.
Thank you for joining us today's episode on BAM Tech Podcast. See you next time!